Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody stand up on your feet and make some noise for one of the most phenomenal female groups of our time. Jackie, Dorinda, Karen, Quickie, the Clark Sisters.
Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Blog Talk Radio, September 16th, 2023. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and we are taking charge and living life to its fullest. I am your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor the host on today, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have an anointed, spirit-filled lesson on today. So let's get right to it. I have some announcements. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministry, Inc. And you can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois 60643. And thank you to those that have sent in a donation. They are much appreciated. Classes will be starting soon, and we are open to topic suggestions. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in this continuing month of 2023. And if you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, AmazingGrace. Ministries@gmail.com. Another announcement. Grandison Temple is holding a yard sale on this morning. Come on out and be a part. Started at 8 o'clock from 8 to 1. Address 5526 South State Street. Come on out and support the evangelists and the women's department. Amen. And we are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, and we have an exciting lesson. So please tune in to Connect to This Lesson Live. The link is http://tobtr.com/s/122666613. Amen. Let's get to the explanation of the lesson. What is your zigzag? What has Satan stolen from you? Are you ready to pursue and recover all? Well, we have a word on today that will illuminate your heart and lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ to end your suffering. We will take you on a journey in the word that will give you greater peace, greater hope, and closer to Jesus as we set the pace for victory. We are fighting the good fight of faith and using our spiritual weapons. The theme for this month of September is All Eyes on Jesus. The lesson for this second Saturday in September is, what really is your zigzag? What your zigzag? What is your problem? Now, straighten yourself. Strengthen yourself. Our text is coming from 1 Samuel 30, 1 through 6, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam, the Jerusalemite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Let me give you a little history on the lesson. Ziklag is a town on the southmost boundary of Judea. It is first mentioned in the Bible as part of the inheritance of the tribe of Judah. That's Joshua 15 and 31. Ziklag was assigned to the tribe of Simeon within Judah. That's Joshua 19 and 5. But appears not to have been conquered by the Israelites before the time of David. Ziklag was still under the Philistines' control when Saul reigned as king. For many years, King Saul sought to harm David after the death of Samuel. David fled for his life with 600 men and their households to the Philistine territory. While there, Achish, A-C-H-I-S-H, the Philistine king of Gath, gave Ziklag to David at his request. Then David said to Achish, if I have found favor in your eyes, let a place be assigned to me in one of the country's towns, that I may live there. Why should your servant live in the royal city with you? So on that day, Achish gave him Ziklag, and it had belonged to the kings of Judah ever since. 1 Samuel 27, 5 and 6. Achish awarded Ziklag to David, most likely to ensure David's continued neutrality. David ruled over Ziklag for 16 months, during which he made the town his base of operation for military exploits against the Amalekites. Many of Israel's delusional warriors flocked to join forces with David's private army there, 1 Chronicles 12, 1-22. While David and his men were away attempting to join the Philistine army to fight against Saul, Amalekites raiders attacked Ziklag. When the Philistines refused to let David and his men fight with them, David returned to Ziklag and found his city had been burned down and all its inhabitants taken hostage. David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided the Nephgag and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it and had taken captive the women and everyone else in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. 1 Samuel 30:1-3. In a daring rescue, David and his men pursued and defeated the raiders, recovering all that had been taken, including David's two wives, Ahinoam and Abigail, in verses 16-31. David was living in Ziklag when he received the news of Saul's death, 2 Samuel 4:10. After that, David moved to Hebron to become the king of Judah. Ziklag remained in Israelite possession until the end of the monarchy and is last mentioned in the Bible as one of the cities inhabited by Jews after returning from exile in Babylon, Nehemiah 11:28. Points of interest. David and his men were avoiding Saul's persecution. Achish, the king of the Philistines, gave David the city of Ziklag. David killed the giant of Philistines when he was in his teens. He was given possession by the Philistines, king of Gath named Achish, 1 Samuel 27:6. David found refuge from the king twice when he was fleeing Saul. David was corrected for being so forward to go with the Philistines against Israel. 1 Samuel 29, we find that the Philistines gathered together at Jezreel to fight against Israel. And this is the fight that cost Saul and Jonathan's life. What is it costing you? The Philistines denied David and his armies to be part of the fight and sent them back to Ziklag. What was the city of Ziklag? Ziklag was a place which possesses a special interest from its having been the residence and the private property of David. Let's look more on the text. In verses 1-5, we found the descent which the Amalekites made upon Ziklag in David's absence, and the desolation made there. They surprised the city when it was left unguarded. They plundered it, burned it, and carried all the women and children captive. They intended by this to revenge the like havoc that David had lately made of them and their country. David left himself naked and open. What had been stolen from you? What valuable things have been stolen? That translated into disappointments, loss of hope and orientations, loss of vision and enthusiasm. If the devil does not steal your hope and enthusiasm, he defeats it. The purpose is to steal your hopes, your enthusiasm, your heart. The aim of the devil is your heart and hopes. When you are hopeful, you are alive. The problem with us is that we expect that our Ziklag and whatever that may be will never get stolen. However, stuff happens in our lives, and bad things happen to good people, and Job is a prime example. So here's the deal about this message. Stuff is going to happen, and the devil will steal, but we are the attack to recover all that the enemy has stolen from us. Attack with enthusiasm, faith, hope, joy, and others. Now, pain that leads to bitterness and forgiveness, 1 Samuel 30:6-18. Now, David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, Amalek's son, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. Cry as long as you need to, but don't let it turn you bitter. David's men was angry, and they wanted to stone him. Bitterness had taken hold to where unforgiveness had left. Predictably, the men began to blame David. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. That's 30:6, part A. If David had made us go north with our Philistine enemies, that wouldn't have happened. You can hear them say. David should have instead that we leave some of our men here to defend our families. It's his fault. Some talked of stoning him. It's pretty human to assign blame, even when it isn't warranted. We blame ourselves if a child is killed by a drunk driver for not keeping him close to home, even when the driver was clearly at fault. We blame others for events that impact us negatively, even if they couldn't help to seeing them. Politicians take credit for the jobs they have created, but they are also blamed for a downturn in the economy that they couldn't have prevented. Blame is natural, even if it's unfair. Nevertheless, it hurts when people blame you unjustly. One of the most devastating human emotions can be feelings of bitterness. It can creep up into our lives. Sometimes we do not even know how much it consumes our thoughts, lives, and feelings. Before we know it, we are captured in the claws of the sin of forgiveness. It can start you with hurt feelings over what was said, another's actions, or even a lack of response. We mull it over and over and over and over. It festers in our gut. Our spirits can be crushed. We can get hard feelings about persons that we feel offended us. Those hurts want to get even at the other person. Before long, hurt feelings can lead to a host of other actions, including slander against the offending person or avoidance of that person. The hurt accomplished may not even be recognized by the offender. They may not even have a clue as to how one is reacting to their remarks or actions. Yet the offender's bitterness digs deeper and deeper into their lives. Holding a grudge against another can be a devastating to some that it affects their health. Anger can be a result of bitterness. When angry, adrenaline and other hormones are released into the bloodstream, causing high blood pressure and faster beating heart. Depression, ulcers, heart attack, and stroke has also been linked to those that are controlled by the stress of bitterness and unforgiveness. Not forgiving and not attempting to forget the offense can also lead people to do or say things to the offender that they would never think of doing or saying. Bitterness can indeed bind a person's life. All have wrong done to them sometimes in their lives that hurt their feelings. Some of us let them roll off our shoulders and go on with our lives. Others stew and never let go of what another has done to them. David means it right there. When we go abroad in the way of our duty, we may comfortably in the hope that God will take care of our families in our absence. How wonderful God inclined the heart of these Amalekites to carry the women and children away instead of killing them. Strengthen yourself in the Lord. That's 30 and 6. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Other translations are that he strengthened himself or encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. Can you imagine David's 600 men weeping, cursing, blaming, and talking rebellion? But over at the side by himself is David. He sits in the dust with tears running down his face. But he is praying. He sings quietly to himself and to the Lord. He cannot allow himself to become depressed and filled with hopelessness. He cannot allow himself to become defensive and react to this man's rebellious voices. He must connect with the Lord himself so that he can find strength to go on. And this is an example of how to go through adversities. 6 points are clear in this 30th chapter. David encouraged himself. Directions came from God. He pursued the enemies, attacked and devoured his enemies in Amalekites, and then he recovered all that they had carried off. In conclusion, stuff happens. Again, stuff will happen. Saul had driven from his country. The Philistines had driven him from their camp. The Amalekites had plundered his city. His wives were taken prisoners. And now to add insult to injury, his familiar friends in whom he trusted, whom he had sheltered, and whom he did eat of his bread, instead of sympathizing with him and offering him any relief, lifted up their heels against him and threatened to stone him. Great faith must be evaluated and assessed through severe exercises of problems. Sometimes things will be at their worst in our lives. People will hurt us. The job's not going to be right. Not enough work, more money, but no more pay. Then you come to church and it looks like the people in our circle wants to stone you. But attacked, God has mended it. David encourages himself in the Lord, his God. His men fretted at their loss. The soul of the people were bitter. So the word stated, their own discontent and impatience added to their afflictions and misery and made their case double grievous. But David bore it better. Though he had more reasons than any of them to lament it, they gave liberty to their passions. But he set his grace on work and by encouraging himself in God. While the others were dispirited, David kept his spirit calm and sedate. It is our duty as believers to encourage ourselves through whatever happens in our lives because God is in control. Ask me why. First of all, because there's a formula to fix the test and bring us out on top. God will bring light out of darkness. God will make peace out of trouble, good out of evil. To all that love him, God and God according to his God's purpose. In these last days, we as believers are experiencing our greatest challenges in our health, our finances, and with our families. There are situations that come out that cause great pain in our hearts, and sometimes we do not know that we can bounce back. We were hit with a pandemic that's not going away, that COVID-19 is still here. There are still people that are being attacked and getting affected by this virus. Then prices went up. Gas has gone up. When have you been to a store and saw the price of eggs $5? Aldi's. They may be a little lower, but not than Jewel's. We are living in the last church age. Satan is on the warpath. Supernatural demonic spirits are flowing through the land. Satan's goal is to take whomever he can, and he's trying to oppress the believers so that they won't fight. But I want to know how many are in the fight. Hallelujah. Saints of God, Jesus is the encourager. So let's encourage ourselves in him and watch him work it out. The situation is turned upside down exactly at this moment. David and his men turned the situation upside down at the moment they decided not to accept to invade Ziklag. With the enemy having their hopes, dreams, and enthusiasm stolen, but they wanted a Ziklag as it used to be, a heart with the hope, faith, and enthusiasm that it once had. At that moment, the enemy had lost the battle. So at that moment, they stopped crying, and they started fighting. They recovered everything. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly and boldly before your throne of grace. Oh God, you are so good. You have been better to us than we could ever be to ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do, for all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Thank you for who you are, because you are our God. You are a great God, and we love you. We thank you, and we adore you, Lord. Lord, forgive us of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Lord, forgive us of our shortcomings, God. We need you, and we need you now, God. God, help us to encourage ourselves when we think of our Ziklags. Oh, God, don't let us get depressed and low-spirited when we are faced with disappointments. Give us strength to wait patiently on you. Lord, because you are all-seeing and you're all-knowing, God, let your will be done in our lives, God. Lord, look on your people everywhere. Look on the listeners one by one, name by name, God. You know what they need. Meet the need, God. Look on my leaders today, God, Administrative Assistant Dr. Byron and Lady Gibbs. Look on Elder Evangelist Johnson this morning, Lord God. Look on the mother boards, Lord God. Look on Dad Rogers. Strengthen his body, God, and encourage his heart, God. Let him know that you're with him, God. Look on the ministerial team, God. Look on the doorkeepers, the musicians, the lay members. Look on Sister Christine in Texas, God. Look on Sister Pat in Indiana. Look on Elder and Sister Martin in Texas, God. Look on Dad Ellis, God. Look on Mother Norman and Mother Maxine, Mother Florida, God. Look on Mother Luckett, Mother Garnett, Mother Carrie and Dad Carrie, God. Oh, God, look on all of those that said, pray for me, God. Look on Elder and Lady Stevens, Lord God. Look on Pastor Williams and his wife, Lord God. Look on the Belochis this morning, Lord God. Continue to strengthen Elder Belochi, Lord God. Give them what they need, Lord God. Hallelujah, to deliver your word, God. Oh, God, your people need help. Do for us all those things that we can't do for ourselves. And we thank you in advance that it is done and it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where Dr. Maria Carey is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, and yours truly, Evangelist Rogers, is your co-host. Tune in next week, same time, Dr. Carey will be back. And remember, no matter what it looks like, no matter what your zig like is, God is still in control. Enjoy your day on purpose and be blessed.